All right, joined in studio this morning. Oh, last visit. Katie's here from Kettle Marine Lutheran. Peyton's here. Peyton,
this is not your last visit.
No, because you're finishing up your junior year.
Right.
But Katie, graduation is on Saturday.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are you ready for it?
I think I'm ready to be done now.
Yeah. So what's the biggest memory you're going to take with you?
Oh my.
From 4 years of high school at Kettle Moraine Lutheran.
You have a lot to choose from.
Yeah. There's a lot's been happening. I don't know. I think it's kind of cheesy, but it's just the memories in general, like everything, the friendships I've made and the more longer lasting things rather than just one event. It's just kind of been the whole experience of it has been really positive. It's been a really good environment, and I can't really think of a better place to have spent time growing up.
All right, I'm going to ask both of you this question. The woman who puts my cast on every week, the nurse practitioner over in Hartford, is looking for a school for her kids. And KML is one of the schools she's considering. So why should I tell her that she should consider sending her kids to KML?
I think the atmosphere at Kettle is a lot different than other schools. I mean, like she said, all the friends you make. I think if I were to go in the halls, I think everybody pretty much knows who everybody is and kind of has a grasp on who is who, which is really cool. So I guess the small school kind of feeling where everybody gets to know each other throughout your 4 years there is really special, I think. And then the one-on-one that you get more with teachers, because we don't have huge class sizes, it's helped me a lot over my 3 years here.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. Just the positive Christian atmosphere is really huge. Just the chance to be in God's word every single day, that's incredible, and you don't get that everywhere else. But yeah, there was a girl I knew that transferred in over my time here at Kettle, and she just said the people were so nice, and it just seemed so unreal that could just be like that versus what it was like at her old school. So I think that atmosphere is just... it's totally different. You're not going to get it anywhere else.
All right. I should have had Carrie come in. You could have talked to her personally this morning. Oh, well. So graduation is what time on Saturday?
10:30.
Yeah, I want to say 10:30.
It's a bed that I don't know. I just know what time I have to be there.
So you have to be there like an hour before?
Yeah, because our choir is singing. And then, 9:45 is when we all have to start getting ready.
Okay. And then beyond that... What's the first thing you're going to do after graduation?
Oh, well, I'm going to eat food. I'm going to go to parties.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's going to be a party hopping weekend for me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just kind of roaming around. So
sure.
That's not a problem.
Sure. That's the best part of graduation,
yeah,
too. And I always think it's funny because you go and you get to see, people's grandparents and great aunts and all this.
Yeah.
And kind of look at the whole family and go, wow, he turned out really good for such a bunch of weirdos, you know? you'll notice that when you go, right? Yeah. So, all right, what else is going on?
You just had the concert last weekend.
Yes, their last fine arts concert for band and choir was this past Saturday. That was for me, it was pretty emotional just because I've been in band since I was in fifth grade, and this was my first year of choir, but it's really emotional because everyone is kind of moving on together, and it was our band director's last year too, so everyone who's not going to have him next year at WLC where he's teaching at the college, that was pretty emotional for everyone in that sense.
Okay. All right.
And I was at the concert too, and I think your class is probably... I would say better than previous classes for me anyway, like the classes that I've seen through. I mean, there are some really talented people in band and choir, and it was just really well done, especially choir, I thought choir mm-hmm. really nailed it.
Yeah, and it's a group that's so tight-knit with our director and with each other just since we've been in that program together for so long, and we've started groups started our own ensembles through him and through each other, and that's a pretty neat experience.
Cool. All right. We've got some sports things going on.
We do have some sport things going on. I don't know if soccer... I don't think soccer plays today. I could be wrong about that. But
I know they do.
They do.
Yeah. Okay.
They host Winneconne.
Yeah, that's pretty big from the MIAC conference.
I have my BART notes this morning. So
BART.
I have BART notes.
Yeah, we got our first playoff game of the season for baseball, which is a big one. We got Milwaukee Lutheran at 4:45 at Kettle. and playing for regionals.
Now you're seated
four.
Four, and they're five, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll see. I mean,
yeah.
Win streak, how many games in a row?
We just won our ninth straight on Monday.
So
it's
momentum has built at the right time.
And especially considering how rough we started out. We were, I think, 3-12, and I don't know what happened. Everybody just kind of woke up, and we started hitting the ball really well. So you're right. Right time. Right time to get hot.
All right. And girls are playing in softball, too?
Girls are playing in softball. I think their playoffs started already.
Yep. They won their game earlier this week.
And then they play, they host Plymouth today.
Yeah.
So. That should be a good one, actually. I'm pretty sure Plymouth is a decent team. But I think they've been playing some really good ball lately as well.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
The KML charity golf outing and dinner auction is coming up Monday, July 15th at the West Bend Country Club. That one's always super fun. I mean, that one's always a really good turnout. There's a lot of people that like to come out and golf and just have a good time. And then the auction, of course, helps raise money to, you know, help us out at the school. So if you'd like to go out to that.
Building the new building still progressing?
Yeah, they're really flying with that.
Yeah, it's going so fast. I look out the window and I'm like, oh, it's dark outside, but that's just the building there. And it hasn't been there before. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's really weird because normally the window that's upstairs is always super bright. And now you walk in and it's dark and it's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Totally different feel.
All right. What else is going on?
I think the grade school band is
marching. They're going to be marching in the Memorial Day parade for West Bend, so you can come out and see them. It's really fun to see the little kids with the big bass drums strapped onto them and marching along. It's really neat for them to get into that at such a young age, and then they can progress with that through high school.
Right, absolutely. All right, what else is going on?
Well, we just finished up our NHS Bible fundraiser. We talked about that last month, I know. We just finished this up that past week, and I actually had the opportunity to go with another student to deliver the Bibles to these kids, and we raised enough money for 1,302 Bibles, which was like almost double our goal, which was huge. Last year we got just over 500, so we were aiming a little bit higher, but we really blew it out of the water, which was awesome. So we were able to cover three schools, and I got the opportunity to go and tell the kids the good news, and it was really incredible experience.
Fun. Okay. All right. What else?
I'm not really, I think we've kind of covered most of it.
It's kind of wrapping up everything now.
Yeah.
You could sign up for summer camps. That's on the KML website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link, I think it's under the student life. There's a link for summer camps, and you can see which ones. It's kind of hard to list them all off just because there's so many.
Right. And so that's kind of fun, though. Summer camp stuff. It's at school, right?
Yeah, and it's for the grade schoolers to kind of get more involved in the school. They can be on the campus and work with a lot of the high schoolers that are in those clubs and activities, and then it kind of inspires them when they come to high school. I know I did a lot of those just before I came to Kettle.
There's some sports. There's some... there's piano, there's wrestling, there's summer Spanish, there's a chess camp.
Yeah, my mom actually is the advisor for that. My brother started that camp.
Yeah,
that
your
club,
brother's
so.
Really good at chess.
Yeah,
really?
So that's kind of my family thing. We have chess decorations in my house, I'll admit.
But, really?
Yeah.
I haven't had a good game of chess in a long, long time. So I should should invite you somebody over. So.
Yeah.
All right. And again, just so we let people know, where will you be in the fall?
I will be going to Coe College, which is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I'll be majoring in biology with a concentration in neuroscience and then minoring in theater.
All right.
She only got $2 million in scholarships.
Oh, no, I got that fixed. There was a mistake in the numbers, but that's okay.
Yeah, we were told $2 million. You could just hear everyone just...
I wasn't even there, so I didn't even get to see that, but it's okay.
It was also super funny. One of our, not sure if you know the name Ari Miller, our really talented volleyball player.
Yeah.
She received a scholarship, and then one of the other seniors, Jacob Schmont, was the only other person to receive an athletic scholarship, and he got a scholarship for bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah. Caught us all off guard. We were all kind of waiting there to hear the second one, and then our principal said, hey, you got a scholarship for bowling. So
Yeah, he's really good, though.
He is.
I didn't know you could get a scholarship for bowling.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Is there a chess scholarship? You should look.
I'm sure there is.
Bobby Fischer University or something.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, again, thank you both for coming. It's been a great year.
Yeah.
Katie, I'm going to wish you the best in Iowa.
Thank you.
Dorm or apartment?
Probably dorm. Dorm, yeah. Yeah, I have to live on campus all 4 years. So.
Oh, you all 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they do have apartments for upperclassmen that are on campus. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Any idea who your roommate's going to be yet?
I will find that out in June. So I have to finish all my forms and then I'm all good to go.
All right. Sounds good. And Peyton's going to hang with me for another year.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun time.
Which is cool. So, yeah. All right. Again, hey, thank you both so much for coming in early these mornings. And I really appreciate it. And have a great summer.
Yeah, you
Thanks.
Too.
101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.